Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
Guys, my primary complaint today. First off, let me say this. I like the MTSU football uniforms, okay? But it does not fit the MTSU athletics slogan and mantra.
Preach up.
You use the hashtag true blue, okay? But I'm not sure if it should be true blue or true gray or true white or true black. It changes up so often. Stick with the primary color. It's the Blue Raiders. And I see them wearing black more than I do blue now. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
That's why they're known as the Oregon of Middle Tennessee.
Again, I think they look sharp, but it is the Blue Raiders. Put the blue on.
I'll go second because I'm not that confident in my complaint this week. That was a great one, Hunt. I'm full of unpopular opinions right now. Sunday, everyone's talking about how great the weather was, how nice it was Saturday and Sunday with the high temperatures in December. I don't like Christmas parades being done in 70-degree weather. Call me old-fashioned. I want it to be cold in December. I don't want it to be 18 degrees.
Cancel the parade. It's too nice outside.
It's too nice outside.
Save it for next week.
I want gray conditions. I want it to be cold. I want to bundle up. I want hot chocolate. I want coffee, whatever your beverage of choice is.
What time
is.
Was the parade?
Who led the parade exactly?
What's the route of the parade?
I want cold weather around Christmas time. I know people love the weather. I didn't. I want it colder. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain.
Were you, in fact, anywhere near the parade?
I was not, unless there was one in Putnam County.
This. He's got all these requirements. He's got all these requirements for the parade. He was in his house in Mount Juliet.
No,
I was. Do you have the number?
Cookville calling a game
for the Koopa Culpa. David Reed.
So, guys, it's probably not in my best interest to come on the airwaves and start spouting a bunch of racist phrases, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, so the organization that brought to you milk is equivalent to white supremacy also believes that if I were to come on these same airwaves and use the term beat a dead horse, that's equivalent to using racist language. Yes, I'm talking about you, PETA, who now has a list of animal-related metaphors that they want us to change because they believe
what?
That... Yes. Oh, this is true. In a statement, they say, it just says it's become unacceptable to use racist or homophobic language. Phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals should vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are. PETA, no one appreciates animals for who they are more than me. I appreciate dogs for their loyalty and companionship. I appreciate... Well, I don't appreciate cats, but I appreciate cows for all the beef they supply me. But I'm not going to stop using the term beat a dead horse and in lieu of that, say, feed a fed horse. Or instead of bring home the bacon, as you suggest, I start using bring home the bagels. I can no longer take a bull by the horns. I can't take a bull by the horns anymore, Chad. I have to take the flower by the thorns. Give
wow.
me a break.
And they complain.
And they're dead serious about this, right?
Yes, this is serious.
Yes, they're dead serious about it. You can't
why do they hate plants so
horse.
Much?
You can no longer say kill two birds with one stone. You have to feed two birds with one scone. Shoot me now.
No.
Welcome to 2018.
You definitely should have gone fourth. My primary complaint is any singer that will participate in this show that's being advertised heavily. The Masked Singer, where you demean yourself to singing in a mask, which leads me to the Bane joke that we always do,
yeah.
or where the guy at the Star Wars convention, I'm Darth Nihilus.
Who?
I don't know.
Nick Jarvis gonna get up and sing, "Start me up, start me up, I never stop."
I'm sure they'll accommodate the acoustics, but what singer of any level of fame wants to put on a unicorn helmet and prance around singing while other singers guess who it is? I mean, this might be high comedy, but it's not good television, and it's certainly not going to be good singing. I'm looking at you, Nashville, because I'm sure they're going to be a bunch of washed-up country music singers headlining this show. If it's anybody that I've ever liked, it's certainly going to be more past tense. This is a very, very stupid concept, and I hope all 8 episodes or whatever they taped don't make it to air.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Reminds me of Howard Stern trying to watch Prince when he kept turning the lights off at the private event. He kept trying to turn
very
the lights back on.
Special show. Please, I want to see Prince. All the lights off.
I want to see Prince.
I'm going to guess that that masked singer is Darth Nihilus.
Hair Metal Henry is first up for primary complaint. What's up, Henry?
Henry. Driving to work, daydreaming of retiring at 54. But as you four well know, my primary goal should probably be just to get to 54 at this point.
How far away are you? In,
6 years, unfortunately. And in doing so, the wife and I have decided we're going to try to adopt and maintain a healthier lifestyle. And with that, she started buying brown eggs. So my primary complaint is something I never noticed with a white egg before. But every time I crack open a brown egg, it's always got that one little red spot right in the yolk, which immediately gets my mind to wondering and thinking the worst. Was this thing 2 weeks away from being an embryo? Was the chicken on her time of the month when it was laid, or the hen, excuse me, and we got some leakage? I don't know. But the whole thing just creeps me out. I hate these brown eggs.
I didn't know the brown eggs were healthier.
You scramble it quickly, and it's delicious. It's no different.
Brown eggs are healthier? I didn't even know that.
I don't know. I think it's healthier if it's cage-free.
Organic,
whatever.
We'll call our friends.
Non-stressed animal.
Reed will call his friends at PETA.
Non-stressed animal. Yeah, Reed, find out what we can say about the brown eggs. If we're allowed to eat the brown eggs. Probably not. What do we do with the brown eggs?
615-737-1045, our number.
Henry and his wife adopting a healthier lifestyle, which means Henry's down to 2 6-packs a night. Real already positive development. Yeah, he's feeling
he's
much
energized.
Better. Yeah, he wakes up feeling only semi-sluggish.
Same amount of beer. He's just now going with Michelob Ultra.
He went from Bud Heavy to Mick Ultra.
Matt.
Bud Heavy. That'd be a great Saturday Night Live skit.
Matt is next. What's up, Matt?
My fellow listeners, gentlemen of the Midday 180, why on earth are people talking like Central Florida deserves to be in the playoffs? I swear, every time I've turned on y'all station this week, I hear John Feinstein coming on saying that Central Florida, because they're undefeated, deserves to be in the playoffs. Let me list for you the ranked teams that they played this year. Cincinnati. That's it.
It's a good
24.
List. It's a great list.
If they want to play a seat at the big kid table at Christmas, they need to play with the big kids all year long. I know they do the schedules years in advance. Doesn't matter. You want to go to the playoffs, schedule difficult teams in the regular season.
What if the teams won't schedule them, though? Do you think that these teams are dying to schedule UCF?
I don't know, but the thing is the four best teams need to make the playoffs. UCF did not prove they were one of the four best teams.
Well, of course, but they're... I get what you're saying. I don't think UCF should be in there, but
how can
to blame them when they can't get anyone to play them of those teams is also difficult. They're in the conference there. Here's what I wish would happen. Tell all of these non-Power 5 conference schools and outside of Notre Dame and the independents, they have no shot. They need to play in their own tournament because they have no shot. They could win every game by 45 points. Not going to matter. They're never going to be in a playoff. Just let them know that.
615-737-1045 are number 2 lines available for primary complaint presented by Dr. Gill Center for back, neck, and chronic pain relief. Stop complaining about your pain. Visit the Dr. Gill Center. Don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.